present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, as you've heard, we welcome back Amy MacDonald as our guest to play with our three regular competitors. And they're going to try and speak if they can without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject that I will give them. And of course, they will score points or lose them accordingly. We'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. And Peter, the subject is awards. Would you talk on that one for just a minute, starting now?
Well, I always think of awards as those statuettes and other types of ornament which are given to actors for the best performance in various mediums annually. I don't altogether approve of this because, to me, art is not really competitive. However, I welcome the publicity. I've never been the recipient of one of these things, and it has seemed to me always that it would be slightly depressing to have been the best actor of, say, 1953 in this present year, because it does tend to sound as though one has not really done anything since then. But doubtless, the other people who have been awarded these things, they go on working. I've been told by several friends that work has never come their way. I wonder why they're letting me repeat this. Is it some sort of clock?
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
Whatever he would like. I know he wanted helping out or something.
But you actually, Peter, didn't repeat. You said working and work.
Yeah. Did I really?
So you didn't repeat.
No, well, in
anything.
That case, you better give it me back again and I'll
go on. Well, Derek's got a bit bogged down. I was all fed up with a rather boring subject. That was all.
Derek's challenge was for repetition, and as you didn't repeat anything,
I think he ought to know what I repeated. I don't think you can give it him if he doesn't even know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then.
I'm giving it to you. I'm not going to give it to him. I said he's got a wrong challenge. That's a point to you for a wrong challenge. You keep the subject. There are 4 seconds
My
left.
Hearing's almost as bad as yours, you know.
My hearing's all right, except when you speak at the same time as I do.
What did you say?
There are 4 seconds on awards, Peter, starting now.
I'd like to have one of those bright red rosettes that they put on cart horses.
So, Peter Jones was speaking then when the whistle went, which your messenger blows for us after 60 seconds, and therefore he gets the extra point, and at the end of the first round, he's the only one to have any points. Derek Nimmo, it is your turn to begin. The subject is polygamy. Would you talk to us about that, and for 60 seconds, starting now?
Polygamy always seems to be much more popular than polyandry, and I can see the reasons for it. In fact, I'm totally in favour of the whole arrangement. It's rather difficult, really, to go about it these days. In Africa, the Matabele, the Zulus, the Xhosa, they still go in for it a little, do you know, but they only have to give a few cows to get a few more, if you see what I mean. But
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
You can't go into polygamy a little.
Two wives is polygamy, 21 wives is a disaster.
40 seconds for polygamy, Derek, starting now.
Well, the oil sheiks seem to gain for it more than most people. I quite think that they've already got the right idea because they've got all that stuff flowing out of the ground and they've got to do something with their money. So they nip down, they buy half a dozen rather nice little ladies. Why don't you treat the whole thing, I suppose, like getting a new car? You start off with a family saloon and when that gets a bit run down, then you move on to something a little more sporty. And I think that's what they're doing out there in Arabia and they've probably got the right idea.
Peter Jones.
Repetition of little.
Yes, he said little before. There are 15 and a half seconds for polygamy with you, Peter, starting now.
If it's really going to take on and become popular, then we have to reorganize the entire social system from the solo person, bachelor or unmarried woman, up. Now, I suggest...
Amy MacDonald is challenged.
Well, it's got nothing to do with unmarried women, has it? So it must be deviation.
No, but he's talking about his system of polygamy, which starting how he'd start to reorganise the system.
Is so it, darling, a woman can't be polygamous, can she? No, is that the right word? That sounded good. polygamous.
Yes, but they have to take part in it because the other people are going to marry them, you see. That's why they're included in this survey that I'm going to suggest. And I have the ear of a very eminent man here on my left, and I'm hoping that he's going to take it further.
Peter, there's half a second on polygamy starting now.
Yes, and another thing.
Peter Jones was then speaking when the whistle went. He got that extra point, and he's increased his lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, your turn to begin the subject, beautiful soup. Would you talk to us about it for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Soup, beautiful soup, was a very well-known Victorian cry, and is one that I never much cared for, because as far as I'm concerned, soup should be palatable rather than beautiful. I can imagine the sort of concoction of liquidized watermelon dressed with sprigs of lilies, clover, which would be very beautiful, but I think absolutely appalling. Watercress, new potatoes, a few sprigs of mint, and a suspicion of
garlic. Repetition
of sprigs.
No, sprigs. There are 16 seconds, Clement, on beautiful soup starting now.
And the yellow liquor is fed into a liquidizer, which is put on speed number 3, fastly raised to 4,
McDonald's
then
salad.
5.
Did you say liquor, darling? Do you put liquor in soup?
You do call. Liquor is any liquid at all. It needn't be alcoholic. Fish stock is liquor just as much as Benedictine.
You learn something different every day, don't you?
Come back again, Amy. You never know what you might
learn.
You
ask me to dinner, and after dinner you say, would you like a drop of liquor? And then I say, yes, I would. You give me some fish stock.
7 seconds for beautiful soup, Clement, starting now.
Haddock.
Derek Nimmer, chance.
Hesitate.
I think so, Derek, yes. You have 6 seconds. No, 5 seconds on beautiful soup starting now.
I once heard Gaylord Houser say that one should never build on a swamp, meaning that one should never start a meal with soup.
Well, at the end of that round, Derek Nimmer was speaking when the whistle went, and so he gained that extra point. He's now equal with Clement Freud in second place. They're behind Peter Jones, who's still our leader, and Amy MacDonald. It's your turn to begin. What will happen this evening, starting now?
Actually, it's very exciting for me because I've never done this before. I'm reorganizing my bedroom.
Clement Freud,
hesitation.
Oh, but I knew I was.
Well, after that dirty laugh of yours, I'm not surprised you didn't hesitate. Completely unfair. So, Amy, you keep the subject still, and there are 47 seconds for what will happen this evening, starting now.
Well, you see, I've got hold of this wonderful fabric, and I'm doing everything in the same fabric. Oh, yes, I did it again.
Yes.
Two fabrics.
43 seconds, Clement, for what will happen this evening starting now.
I'm very pleased about this subject, as...
Peter Jones's challenge.
There's nothing to do with it. No. That's one point to me. I get the subject. Now.
Yes. Peter Jones has got a point, and he has the subject. And there are 36 seconds on what will happen this evening, starting now.
Well, I didn't include my crystal ball among those I brought with me today. So I'm not able to say with any great certainty what is actually going to happen.
Deviation. Why?
Even if he'd brought his crystal ball, he couldn't have said with any certainty what was going to happen.
But he still is not deviating from the subject on the card. He still can't say whether crystal ball or not. He can't say with any certainty what's going to happen. So he's not deviating from the subject. What will happen this evening, Peter? You still have 23 seconds left starting now.
If I could obtain a packet of tarot cards from the attendant or...
Amy MacDonald, challenge.
Oh, he doesn't need all that to know what's happening this evening.
No, he doesn't. They wouldn't tell him very much either. No. All right, Amy. You have 17 seconds on what will happen this evening starting now.
Well, you say I'm making these wonderful... Oh!
Derek Miller.
I didn't do anything.
Repetition, well, you see.
I always say
we always say, then it's repetition, isn't it?
Aren't they wicked, Amy? I'll be kind on this occasion. Don't say, well, you see it again. And keep the subject, and there are 15 seconds. I won't charge any points, starting now.
I am designing and making with my friend some little lamp shades. They are divided into two bits.
Derek, no more challenge.
Hesitation before bits.
Yes, isn't it rotten? Derek, you have the subject. There are 7 seconds on what will happen this evening, starting now.
Well, you see, what I'm doing this evening...
Amy, challenge. What's your challenge, Amy? But, Amy, I know it's because he said, well, you see, but he hasn't said it yet. It was you who said it. And if he takes over that, he can now repeat all that bit about lampshades if he wants to. Because he hasn't said it, you have. So there are 5 seconds, Derek, on what will happen this evening starting now.
I'm heading straight round for Amy MacDonald's bedroom. And when I get there, I have to find all those bits of fabric have been put on top of the bed.
On New Year's Eve...
Well, it's a nice thing to do, make lampshade in Amy MacDonald's bedroom on New Year's
Eve.
She's having a lampshade making party on New Year's Eve, so anybody in this country who wants to go round is very welcome, provided they bring their own materials. Derek, you were speaking then when the whistle went. You get an extra point for that. You've moved into second place, one behind Peter Jones, two ahead of Clement Freud, and Amy MacDonald's in fourth place. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. And the subject is typecasting. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
Well, on the occasional nights when I suffer from insomnia, I don't count sheep. I recast the world. And the idea is that I change people round and give successful persons from...
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
That was going on.
What are you challenging for?
Well you're doing mocking, cruel caricature of what I was doing. I merely hesitated in all good faith. I didn't make that jerky movement and those dreadful noises. I think it's very unkind of you, Amy, after all I've done for you in the past.
But just a minute, darling. I wasn't just doing hesitation. You see, I was going to go on a bit.
But you have the subject, because he was hesitating, and there are 45 seconds on typecasting starting now.
Thank you very much. Peter, you see, was talking actually about recasting, which is quite different. If you're typecasting, it means you are putting a face to something that is peculiar to that face.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Two faces.
There were two faces, yes. Very peculiar. 32 seconds on typecasting.
I do try, honestly. I really am trying.
No, you're not a bit trying, Amy. It's lovely to have you here. And you work very hard at the programme. 32 seconds on typecasting, Clement, starting now.
I suppose the typical instance of typecasting was when they were making the Derek Nimmo story and actors from all over auditioned for the leading part, which was finally given to the man sitting opposite me eating sandwiches out of a bag. I have myself played Clement Freud in a number of films and was permanently surprised to see when the characters appeared on the screen afterwards that the name which I had been awarded on the titles was some way from my actual nomenclature.
Well, Clement Freud kept going well for a long time there. He was still speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point. He's now in second place with Derek Nimmo, and they're still 1 point behind Peter Jones. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, booze. Would you talk to us on that one for just a minute, starting now?
Well, of all the booze that I've come across, my favourite is, of course, Evelyn Lay. Boo to Her Friends was the title of her autobiography. What a dear, gracious, talented lady she is. And I had the great pleasure of performing with her for many months in a play called The Amorous Prawn, which is one of the formative periods of my life. And dear booze.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of dear.
Yes, you're right, Clement. You have the subject. You have 36 seconds on booze starting now.
Of all the most beautiful booze, fish liquor is the one that I cannot
Derek
recommend.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
I'm sorry. Booze must have an alcoholic content in their connotation.
I agree. Derek, 31 seconds on booze starting now.
Here's to the pretty young maid of 15. There's to the widow of 50. As you get hold of a great flagon of ale and pour it down your throat. How thirst-quenching. What's the matter? Who's biting?
Amy MacDonald.
What are you on about again?
Dad, he got so carried away he said throat. You didn't say throat.
Do you think he said froze? All right, Amy, you have the subject. There are 22 seconds on booze starting now.
I like champagne, of course. Other things don't agree with me. For instance, if I drink scotch, I feel a bit peculiar. Vodka I can get away with for a short period.
Oh, very generous challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, yes.
She hiccuped.
Yes. Right. There are 9 seconds on booze with you, Derek, starting now.
When I sit by myself on a lonely winter evening, I look longingly towards the cabinet which encloses my 12-year-old whiskey. I furtively glance.
Well, Derek Nimmo, speaking when the whistle went, got another point, and he's now taken the lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, Concord. Would you talk to us about the subject for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
The post office tower is situated in Euston, actually at the bottom of Charlotte Street, and gives you an unprecedented view of London. So it's really very interesting.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Very, very interesting. Repetition.
No, I never, ever say. I really said. I've never said very, very anything because my R's, I don't pronounce them very well.
By giving you the benefit of the doubt, Clement, and saying you have 44 seconds on Concorde starting now.
Concorde is an aeroplane. I was amazed not to have been challenged when I talked for such a long time about the building in London. It was quite interesting when Concorde was first named.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of interesting.
Yes, that is correct on this occasion. There are 25 seconds on Concord, Derek, starting now.
The author of peace and lover of Concord, and knowledge of whom strength are eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, which is the second prayer in Anglican matins. And I think that really shows to the world, and has done for many centuries, what the Concord we would like to achieve between nations is really about. If one reads the prayer book, I can think one can often find things which today have particular interest.
Derek, you've increased your lead at the end of that round. You're now quite 3 points ahead of Clement Freud and 4 ahead of Peter Jones and a few more ahead of Amy MacDonald. But Amy, it is your turn to begin, and the subject that Ian Messett has thought of for you is drawls. You tell us something about that subject in 60 seconds, starting now.
I don't have drawers, actually. I go in more for briefs, you see. And you can buy those anywhere. You get very different sorts of those.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of those.
Yes. Clement, you have 47 seconds on drawers, starting now.
I have a tall boy with 14 drawers. And a son who draws. And I really wasn't quite sure which...
Peter Jones.
Has he got a Chinese son? Is that what I understood? Who draws?
Who draws? A bonus point to Peter, for a witty challenge. Clement keeps the subject, and he also gets one for a wrong challenge. And there are 37 seconds on draws, Clement, starting now.
Draws, such as young ladies wear or not, depending on their inclination, is what I propose now to speak about. They come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, made of taffeta, silk, nylon.
Amy MacDonald's challenge.
I've never seen a pair of taffeta drawers.
Well, bad luck you.
They'll be scratchy, darling. You couldn't wear taffeta drawers.
You couldn't wear them on the radio because they'd be very noisy.
Yes.
All that rustling.
Yes, exactly. You see, we're taffeta petticoats, not drawers.
Clement, do you have 14 seconds on drawers starting now?
Give it to him, darling.
A pastel shade of orange and pink. Perhaps...
Derek Nimmo, child.
I don't have a pastel shade of orange and pink.
No, orange would hardly be pastel, would it?
I've had orange pastels for you.
Oh, dear. Oh, get round back to your tree. 11 seconds on draws with you, Derek, starting now.
I think, of course, of football boos, and what fun they are to go in for. It gives one everlasting hope, doesn't it? During the winter months, you get the forms, you put in your crosses, and you try to choose the draws, which you hope will come up, and then you'll have great fortune.
A At the end of that round, Derek Nimmo got some more points. He's still just ahead of Clement Freud, who is a few points ahead of Peter Jones, and he's now going to begin the next round. Peter, the subject is zero. Can you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it's a very negative subject to talk about, I must say. I always think of it as being the very end of everything, like the last letter of the alphabet is the one with which the word begins, and it does signal a certain temperature, which is, although not the extreme lowest that can be achieved, is nevertheless very, very cold.
Derek Nimmo challenged first.
Five berries altogether, actually.
Yeah, well, there was only two together there. Beginning. Very, very cold. There, Derek, you have the subject and you have 32 seconds on zero starting now.
I have a dear old chum called Zero Mostel, who's an American actor of great talent, who played the lead in the original production on Broadway of Fiddler on the Roof. And I don't know whether the audience saw him in it, but it was, I think, perhaps the definitive performance of that particular part. And I remember going to the third night to see him at this theatre, and the audience stood and applauded and cheered, and I'm not exaggerating, for at least 7.5 minutes after the show had terminated. What an exciting night I had that day on Manhattan Island.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of night and day.
I said that day, actually, at the end.
Yes, I know, but you'd said night before.
Well, you didn't.
Cole Porter wasn't even the subject. there are 2 seconds with you, Clement, having got a correct challenge on zero starting now.
The boys all call him Johnny.
So we have an interesting situation now, because we can't have a lot of more time to go, that Clement Freud is now only 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, and Peter Jones and Amy are both trailing a little. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the stocks. Can you tell us something about those in 60 seconds, starting now?
The stocks in my garden, although it's rather chilly, are surviving remarkably well this year. It's because I've put plastic sheeting over them to keep them well during the autumn and into the winter months. Also, I have seen in the countryside, near a particular cave that I favour, a beautiful pair of...
A Clement Freud challenge you.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. There are 34 seconds on the stocks, Clement, starting now.
One of the most notable fundraising activities at the moment, when there are garden fetes, is for people who support
Derek
your
Nimmo
cause.
Derek Nimmo,
there are never garden fetes in January.
There are.
But there are garden fetes, but also it doesn't really matter. He said when there are garden fetes.
In a monastery garden.
Just talking about in January. There are 37 seconds on the stocks, Clement, starting now.
It's for people who support your cause to have themselves put into the stocks, and anyone who goes there may purchase pies or buckets of water to throw at the gentlemen or ladies who have allowed themselves to be locked into the stocks. A great deal of fun is had by one and all, though not by me.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, that's not true, because the person who's actually having the pies and water thrown doesn't have any fun.
Loves it.
No. It's quite a masochism.
I would quite agree with your challenge, Peter, so you have the subject. I said 37 when Clement started. Actually, it was 27. So there are now 7 seconds left for you to talk on the stocks starting now.
Near where I used to live and was born, there is a pair of stocks, Western in Shropshire, which you can see to this day. Real wood with the holes.
So Peter Jones was then speaking when the whistle went. He got an extra point for that, but he's still in third place. And Clement has taken the lead now, one ahead of Derek Nimmo. And Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, cherries. Would you tell us something about that delicious fruit or anything else which applies to the word, starting now?
Cherries is a delicious fruit, or anything else that you care to think of, which comes mostly from Kent and is dark red or lighter pink, almost with an orange pastel glow about it. And of all the sweetmeats that I most enjoy is a fudge made of black cherries from Switzerland. Sugar, treacle, syrup, and molasses are melted in a heavy cast iron or aluminium saucepan on a medium flame with condensed milk. And when it's poured out, after having reached the temperature of 286 degrees Fahrenheit, into a greased mold, the cherries are added, and the confection has a delicacy of texture. an appeal.
Eamon Macdonald is challenged.
Oh, he's been going on, Dad, far too long.
But he hasn't deviated, hesitated, or repeated anything.
It was a bit boring, isn't it?
I can't feel like... You can be as boring as you like in this game, but as long as you keep going and not commit any of those three penalties, it doesn't matter, you see. So he gets...
You'll certainly repeat often enough when he eats the fudge.
I don't think he'll get very much of...
milk.
You only get a little bit of that down you, it'll come straight back. I quite agree. 7 seconds to continue on cherries, Clement, starting now.
Cherry pips are exceedingly useless when you look for careers. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor. In fact, officers and...
Well, alas, we have no more time to play just a minute. Let me give you the final score in this game. Amy Macdonald, coming back after her previous triumphs, finished in fourth place. She contributed a great deal, but didn't get a lot of points. Peter Jones started off with a flourish, but he petered out a little, forgive the pun, and finished in third place, a few points behind Derek Nimmo. But he was 3 points behind this week's winner, who is Clement Freud. So we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and want to tune in again same time next week, when once again we will all be here playing this delightful and sometimes impossible game. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.